Welcome to the Organized 365 podcast. My name is Lisa Woodruff, and I'm a professional organizer and blogger in Cincinnati, Ohio. I want to help you get your home organized and help you organize life stages and unexpected events. So sit back, relax, and let's get organized. In the next two podcasts, I'm going to talk about how I organize projects and how I organize everyday paper and different changes in the seasons, like from school time to summertime, from summertime to school time, winter break, spring break, all those things, how I handle those papers are going to be in the next podcast. But in this podcast, I want to talk to you about color coding and how I use projects. So for me, everything in my family has a color. Like my son's color is green because that's his school color. And my daughter's color changes because she keeps changing what she likes. Right now this summer, her color is light blue. Her color is usually light blue. Any family activities are a dark, like royal blue. My personal is purple. So those are our family colors. The very first time I ever saw colors was I am obsessed with large families and multiples. So I used to watch TV shows all the time about having multiples, having twins, having triplets, you know, big families. And usually what those parents would do immediately was they would assign a color to each of the children. That way, whoever had the yellow socks on, you know, if they were identical twins, that was that, you know, whichever child. Or, you know, if they had the bottles, there'd be a pink bottle, a blue bottle, and a green bottle. And then they would know whose bottle it was, but also they would know how much formula each of the babies had. So they could tell if one of the babies wasn't getting enough formula or if they had to log it or whatever. And then that would translate as they grew up, they would have toy bins and there would be pink, blue, and green toy bins. And that was each of their toy bins. Or if they went and bought new blankets for the babies, they'd be pink, blue, and green so that everybody knew whose blankie was whose blankie. And that works really, really well with organizing children. And often when we go in and professionally organize, and there are going to be multiple or there are a lot of kids, there usually is some kind of color coding system there. Another thing we do is like our children have a lot of medication they take. So their color also matches their pill container color because when your kids have medicine, it's easy to, especially if they both take medicine, you know, you want to have every precaution in place possible that they get the right medication and not the other child's medication, right? Or like there was a family, they have four kids. I think some of them are multiples, but on their medicine bottles, they don't divide them out into the weekly pill containers like I do. They would put a Sharpie marker dot on the top of each bottle for each kid. So the red kid would have all red Sharpie dots on the top of their medicine bottles, and the green kid would have green Sharpie marks on top of their medicine bottles. I thought that was a great solution. So those are some ways I've seen color coding with families work in the past. The other big way I've seen in the past is using a Cozy calendar. I think Cozy was the first one to do it all color coordinated. I use it with my Gmail calendar. But basically, you assign each person a color. Like I told you, we each have a color. And then when you put things on your online calendar, you tag or you change the color to match whoever that is. So anything on my calendar that's green is for Joey, and anything that's light blue is for Abby, and anything purple is for me, anything royal blue is for the family. And I usually just use purple for Greg, too, because there's not very much on there for either of us personally. So that's just our own personal color. That is how I organize family color. And I'm just going to talk about family color for the first part of this podcast. And then at the very end, hopefully if I remember, I'll tell you how I add in business color. So because I have those family colors, it is the beginning of summer for me right now. I will pull out a sheet, a royal blue sheet from my color-coded printable set, a light blue sheet for Abby, a green sheet for Joey, and I am going to brain dump onto these color-coded sheets. So I love color, like to the point that I would buy a whole bunch of different colored legal pads or all these different things. Because when I see color, I think of things. Whenever I think of light blue, I think of what my daughter has going on. Whenever I think of green, I think of what I need to do for Joey. And at the beginning of the summer, I have a ridiculous amount of things that I want to accomplish for my kids over the summer. Joey's going to take drum lessons. He's going to help do the synthesis board, soundboard thing with the music teacher this summer. He has a tutor. We have puppy training classes that he's going to do with Hunter. All these things that he has to do. And so I'll get out one of these sheets of paper, which just have these blocks from the top to bottom that are all green. And I think it has like 9 or 12 blocks on there. And I'll start writing on there. Drum lessons, sign up for tutor, get new glasses, puppy classes with Hunter. All of the things that I want to get Joey signed up for. I do the same thing on a light blue piece of paper. And then yesterday, what I did was I made the phone calls. I replied to emails. I signed kids up for what they needed to be signed up for. And then once they were signed up, I went and used that color-coded system and put it on the family calendar, my Gmail calendar. Joey's also taking, you could take physical education for high school in the summer. You could do a summer class. He's doing that too. So I had to get him logged into that. It took me, 5 hours yesterday to really finish solidifying the kids' schedules. And I probably have another 3 or 4 hours to do this weekend just to finish. They have like papers that have to be, releases that need to be signed. I need to teach Joey and Greg how to get into this online course. I still haven't gotten signed up for puppy course. I'm still waiting to hear back from somebody else about something for Abby. So getting the kids' summer schedules takes me quite a bit of time. And I usually start in April, like signing up for the camps that you'll get shut out of. Like we missed zoo camp because I didn't sign up fast enough. And we sign up for our pool membership in April. That really starts my whole summer planning. And by the time we get now to the first week in June, this is when I'm done and I finish making the calendars. And of course, I make a little color-coded calendar for the kids for their door so they know what they're doing this summer. And I plan it all out. That's how I organize my kids. Now, I also, in the summertime, love to do house projects. Like, this is the time of year where I don't do as much organizing for other people. We actually are really busy this year, so I don't know how much I'm going to get done. But this is the time of year where I catch up on my personal scrapbooks. I do any painting that needs to be done in the house, which you guys know I'm going to be doing my daughter and my son's room. Hopefully, this summer, now that we have a puppy, I don't know, they still want it done. I'm going to figure it out. There's some other painting that needs to be done around the house. There are a couple things that are broken, like our doorknobs need to be fixed. All these kind of things that nag at me during the school year, I put off to the summer. So I grab a royal blue color-coded sheet, and I start at the top. And usually, I haven't done it. I'm going to do it today. It's going to be 2 or 3 sheets of paper. So it's going to be like 27 things that I want to do around the house. Like for the 40 weeks, one whole house challenge, I would love to, you know, each day go to each of those rooms and just see how those systems are doing and think about how I could do that TV show I keep talking about. I have a different idea about that. So I will write down on that royal blue piece of paper, I will write down, paint Joey's room, paint Abby's room, redo the paint on the back patio. I also need to write down there, get rid of ants. Like now that we have a puppy, this ant problem is an even bigger problem. And any other household projects that I have, I will just sit there and brain dump. You know how you have all these things nagging on you that you want to do? And then I will usually walk around my house. Like I'll go in my bedroom and I'll look around. I'll be like, does anything need to be done in here? I'll go in the bathroom. Does anything need to be done in here? Oh yeah, I want to clean, have the whole house, the carpets cleaned. So I'll write that down. Then I'll go in my son's room. Okay, I'm going to paint his room, but what else? Okay, he needs a new bed. We need to patch the walls. He needs a new ceiling fan. Okay, now I'll go in my daughter's room. She wants a new ceiling fan. She needs blinds. I need to steam clean her carpet. We need to consider getting her new furniture in her room or painting what she already has. I'd also like to go back in Joey's room and I'm going to look at his closet, possibly redoing his closet out in the loft. This is what I'll write down. My daughter took all of the bookcases that were nicely against the wall. She moved them into the middle of the room and she turned them on the side and she made like a playpen for her hamster and a store about 2.5 weeks ago. I told her to put it back. She didn't. I knew she wouldn't. I was going to do it. Now we have a puppy. I haven't done it. It's been 3 weeks. So that will go on my project list. Clean up and organize loft. Okay? So it doesn't have to be like a project. It's just something that's going to take time and would be on my to-do list. All right. So the kids' bathroom, I think that's pretty good. I don't have anything to do in there. And I'm not actually walking through my house. I'm sitting in the car in a parking lot recording this. So I'm mentally going through my house. You see how I'm making this list? Go down in the living room, family room. Those are all fine. We need to put up the puppy gates. We need to steam clean that carpet where Hunter is. I need to look in the laundry room. We might be redoing something in the laundry room. So you can see how this project list is forming. Now, I will take this project list when I'm done, this royal blue list, and I'm going to tape it up on the inside of a kitchen cabinet door. This is what I did last summer. It worked great. And then every couple days, like when I'm like, hey, I've got half a day today, or I've got the weekend is coming up. What one or two projects do I want to tackle? Oh, I need to put mulch around that pear tree. That's another thing. Then I will open up that door and I will look and I'll be like, okay, I have 1 hour this weekend. Well, I can go get 2 bags of mulch, put it around that pear tree in an hour. That's the project I will do. Or if I say, hey, we are home all weekend and Greg is going to take care of Hunter or whatever, and I have a whole weekend, then I'll be like, all right, fine. Then everything's coming off the walls in both the rooms, the kids' rooms. I'm patching it and we're going to go shopping for ceiling fans and blinds and get that at the house. And we're going to start that part of the project. Like I'll pick a bigger project. But every week or two, I will start crossing off of this list. Now, if you're on my newsletter list, when you get the notice of this podcast, I will have already gone home and done this where I make out my project list. And I'm going to take a picture inside of my door where you'll see where my project list is. So you'll see what this looks like. And you could get to that in the newsletter. If you're not subscribed to the newsletter, just go to organize365.com. And on the sidebar, there's a place to sign up for the newsletter, or you could do it in the Facebook group. All right, so that is how I brain dump for everyday household kid-related things. Now, let me give you just a little snapshot into how I do it for my business. Because I have the In-Home Professional Organizing in Cincinnati and I have the blog podcast, I have two colors for my business. So anything professional organizing related is yellow, and anything blog podcasting related is orange. Now, the reason I have two colors is because I want to be able to see on my calendar. A yellow means that somebody has to be at somebody else's house, like either myself or my team member has to be at somebody's house during that time. So I need to make sure that we actually physically can do that. If it's orange, I could do that at home. I could do it around calls. Sometimes I can even do it in the car, you know, like if I'm returning a phone call, I could do that in the car. So the orange tasks can be more fluctuating. And I do not block off all of my blogging and podcasting time on my calendar. The only time I put a chunk of orange time on my calendar is if now I've hired a sitter like I have for this puppy. Or in the past, what I would do is I would usually block off Mondays, because once I got the kids off to school, I would come home and work a solid 8 hour office hour day, replying to emails, doing blog posts, all of those things that were administrative. So I had Tuesday through Friday to do professional organization. Once you get better at using your online calendars, which I don't know how I would live with before, is I have a calendar for our professional organization in Cincinnati team. So all of my organizers in Cincinnati, we all are connected on a Google calendar. And my organizers put at the top, like they put it as an all-day event, they're available to organize. That way, when I'm talking to somebody that needs their home organized, I know who can do the job. And then I book them and I move them down on my calendar so I could see who I've assigned and where they are at all times and what jobs we have going on. Those are also yellow. That whole calendar is yellow. So on my Google Calendar, I could see in bright yellow anything I've assigned myself for professional organizing, but in light yellow is where all of my team members are, which is really fun and helps me with invoicing and things like that. So how I use my color-coded printables in my business is that, you know, I don't know how you are, but I go through seasons, and it's usually every 2 to 3 months. Like I do this a lot, where I will just, and I just did it yesterday for my business, I will get all of these ideas of podcasts that I want to do for you. And I will grab one of those orange sheets of paper and I will just start writing down idea after idea after idea. I actually have figured out all of the summer podcasts that I'm going to record for you. And then I'm hoping that you guys will leave me questions on the SpeakPipe page about things that you want me to talk about on the podcast, questions that you want me to answer for you. I would love to do that. So I wrote down a whole list of things for this podcast and a whole list of summer podcasts for my other podcast, which is for professional organizers. Then I took another sheet and I made a whole list of on orange of all the things that I need to update or change on my blog before I relaunch it on August 1st. So there were some pages that I needed to update, and I want to take, if you go to the site, if you've ever been to organize365.com before, you will notice that there used to be navigation in a pink and an orange bar at the top where you could click on things. Well, I've changed that. I've taken everything out of the pink. It's only navigated in the orange, or vice versa, whichever it is. I'm not looking at it. And I made it so if you click on organizational services, there's now a huge drop-down menu of all the services that we provide in the United States and specifically in Cincinnati, Ohio. And I'm working on all of those pages. So if you're listening to this podcast as it's released, it's not completely done, but they're all there. The other thing is when I move my newsletter back to MailChimp from AWeber, because that's the service I need for the app, I had to delete I lost all of the pre-done emails that I had for the 40 weeks podcast. So if you had signed up for the 40 weeks One Whole House newsletter, you were getting an email every Monday saying, hey, you're on week 3. Hey, you're on week 4. Well, I had to get rid of that when I went back to MailChimp. And since the app is going to do the same thing, I'm not taking the time to redo that yet. I still think I might, because I think some people really like to have it in their email and don't want it in an app, but we'll see. You guys will have to tell me. When you get this newsletter, reply and say, yes, I want an email. I don't want it in the app, or no, I'm really excited about the app. Just let me know. So because of that, I realized it's really hard to find the 40-week challenge on my blog. Like, you actually can't even do it. Like, I don't know what I was thinking. So now, if you click on 40-week challenge, there's a drop-down menu, and you could see how to get started, and you could go to a page that we created that has every single week linked. So if you're like, I'm on week 5, you go there and you click the link. Or if you're like, I don't know, does she have anything for organizing the storage room, which I think is week 18, you click on that link. Yep, link 18, go straight to that post. So you could go straight to that post and do them in order, or you could go straight to that post and just search for, hey, I'm going to organize the garage this weekend. I wonder what her post has to say about that. And you could click on the 2 for the garage. So hopefully that is really going to help you. Now, that color-coded list, again, is something that I'm going to tackle all summer. If I have, like I do today, I have a babysitter for 5 hours. So I'm recording 3 podcasts, then I'm driving straight to the library, and I have 6 things on that orange to-do list that I am going to be knocking out at the library with the uninterrupted time with great Wi-Fi. Other things I'll do in the evenings, or if Hunter's taking a nap next to me, I could do some of those things. But anything that's going to take my focus time, like creating more blog content and things like that, I need to do when I could totally focus on that. So hopefully that gave you some great ideas about how to use a color-coded system, both for planning your kids' life, your school projects, your home projects, and your business-related tasks. I will be sending you a newsletter. Sign up for that so you could see how mine is working. And next week, I'm going to talk all about organizing those loose papers. I hope you got some good nuggets of information on how to get organized in today's podcast. Come on over to organize365.com to check out all the resources and links in today's show.